I can do everything and everyone can. We just need to believe in ourselves and to, of course, have colleagues, friends, to educate ourselves. But when you have that mission set up part of your journey, it's going to happen if you want it to happen.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
My name is Milena Milic, and for the past 2 years, I've been working for a Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. So this is a Swiss project that helps empower communities in Western Balkans and also Peru and Vietnam, helping entrepreneurs and organizations that work with entrepreneurs be better.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast here in Belgrade, Serbia, empowering women in tech around the world. And I have Milena here with me. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
No, I haven't. It's my first time. It's so exciting.
Yay. So she was interviewing me, and now I'm going to interview her. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hi, hello there. I'm Milena from Netocrazia. Netocrazia is a media company. We write about tech industry in Serbia, in Croatia, and in Slovenia. We are trying to make some changes here in IT industry, in digital marketing industry, and we're hoping that we're doing well.
Are you from Belgrade?
Yeah, I'm from Belgrade.
And where did you go to school?
Here. My Grammarly, do you say? Grammarly school, yeah.
Oh, grammar school, yeah. Elementary, yeah.
Elementary, then my gymnasium, high school, yours. Yeah. And college here, Belgrade.
No, but which college?
Political science.
And what was the name of the college here?
Faculty of Political Sciences.
Oh.
It's the official name.
Got it. Yeah. Cool. And when did you start working with, I can't pronounce it,
Netocrazia, yeah.
Netocrazia. When did when did you start working with Netocrazia?
2 years ago.
And did you have any background in tech before then?
I had no background in tech. I'm a political journalist. I studied political sciences, and I thought I'm going to do something very different from this.
Yeah.
But now I write about IT industry, about digital marketing industry, media industry, and yeah.
And was it scary going into a job where you didn't know about the tech industry beforehand?
Of course it's scary. You don't know anything. You're like, wow, what's this? It's a new world. But you try step by step. You fail, you try, you you're getting to know some people, and then it's easier. It's not easy so much at this moment, but it will be.
And what were the initial steps you took to start to educate yourself? Did you go to blogs, or did you have a book, or did you find a group of people?
I had my colleagues at work, and they recommended me blogs, media, and books, of course, and then you just go up.
And what would you say is the biggest obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
The biggest obstacle was that I didn't have any knowledge about this industry. And when you're trying to educate your community about something that you don't know, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
And you learn, and you're getting better, and you're hearing some news that other people don't hear as a journalist, and you meet people trying to get puzzles solved.
Yeah.
And then you get better.
And what's one thing that you've discovered about yourself in the process as you've gone from knowing, you know, nothing about the tech world and really immersing yourself in the tech world here in the Balkan region? Like, what's something you've discovered about yourself in that process?
In professional way, I can do everything and everyone can. We just need to believe in ourselves and to, of course, have colleagues, friends, to educate ourselves. But when you have that mission set a part of your journey, it's going to happen if you want it to happen.
And what is the tech ecosystem like here in Belgrade?
It's new. It's small. It's not educated at this moment, but we're getting there.
And how does the tech community impact the Serbian community here?
It's the most successful part, the most successful industry in Serbia. It has the biggest salaries, the biggest opportunities, and it's very different from the other parts. So it's pushing us forward.
What's one thing you'd like Americans to know about Serbia?
That we're not savages.
We're not savages. Hey, give me five for that. It's so true. They're not savages.
That we have young people and not so young people. They're very smart. Very smart. And they can do a lot. And we should all be friends.
I completely believe in that. I love that. That we should all be friends, because, I mean, essentially that's what I accentuate all the time is collaboration.
Yeah.
I think I was sharing when you were interviewing me that I believe in collaboration, not competition. And if only we could get there faster to see that there's enough for everybody to win.
Yeah.
And what would you like people to know about you?
About me? Oh, well, I'm more funny than I look.
I love that. I think I'm less funny than I look. And what are your next steps? Like, where do you see yourself going? What's your dream?
I'm still figuring out that. But I, at this moment, I just want to be better in what I do. And I want to do what I can do to improve things. And that's my plan for next 2 years.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you.
Of course, I appreciate you making the time. Be sure to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech around the world by going to our Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. It takes you straight to the Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and get the Women in Tech sticker. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Hi, I'm Milena from Netokracija. I'm a journalist and we're writing about tech industry in Serbia and Croatia. And you're listening to Women in Tech podcast.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
This is a Swiss project that helps empower communities in Western Balkans and also Peru and Vietnam, helping entrepreneurs and organizations that work with entrepreneurs be better. What we're working on the most is empowering the community of entrepreneurs in Western Balkans. So that means Serbia, Bosnia, Macedonia, and Albania. And our team is working in Serbia and Bosnia. So one of our main activities is bringing foreign experts and mentors to work with the local entrepreneurs and managers and CEOs of companies. My name is Milena Milic. And for the past 2 years, I've been working for a Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.com. .net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.